News.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-533-6605 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605.
A military coup in Sudan. The acting prime minister and other officials arrested. The transitional government there has been dissolved by military officials. That comes just weeks before the military was supposed to hand power over. Thousands have taken to the streets in protest. With a UN climate change summit coming up in a few days, there is word that rich countries are going to miss a promise to help poor nations. There had been a target for developed nations to make $100 billion in aid available every year. Now officials say that will not happen until 2023 at the earliest. There are worries in Wisconsin that a lack of plow drivers could mean clogged streets when the snow begins to fall.
Winter storms would make Milwaukee roads impassable if not for its fleet of snow plows. But those plows need someone behind the wheel, and right now the city's about 85 drivers short. Alderman Bob Bauman, who chairs the City Council's Public Works Committee, warns,
"We may very well end up with a situation where we have snow plows gassed, ready, idling, ready to roll, and nobody to drive them."
Some drivers left for better pay from private companies, and a handful quit following the city's coronavirus vaccine mandate. Milwaukee posting jobs, but until then, says Danielle Rodriguez with Public Works,
"We can expect that some of these operations will take longer."
Dave Packer, ABC News.
France is preparing to return more than 24 artifacts to the West African country of Benin, the statues, thrones, and altars taken by the French army in the 19th century. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Monday morning, and it's good to have you with us. It's 7:04 right now. And it's the Como Morning News. We check the drive. Let's get right to the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kiara Jordan.
One of our big issues this morning is affecting our drivers out of the West Seattle area. We have East Marginal closed between 86th and 14th. We've had some downed utility poles. And also closed this morning is the South Park Bridge. So one of our only routes at this point is using the First Avenue South Bridge. And at this point, I am seeing over a mile back up on northbound 99 as you're approaching that 99-509 interchange and trying to reach that bridge. Northbound 509's getting backed up into that area as well. We're starting to see delays on Highland Parkway, especially as you work your way into that area, and also building volumes on Roxbury to Olson. We have a new crash in Seattle. This is on our northbound I-5. Off-ramp to MLK Jr. Way, a crash that's blocking the ramp, and then it's a visual distraction for our northbound drivers as well. So that's causing about a mile back up. Northbound I-5 has also been busy through Tacoma City Center and in Seattle, slow between Michigan and Seneca. Southbound I-5, a lot of brake lights right now as you're coming out of Marysville and into North Everett. We're going to be slow again, starting around 128th with off and on slowing into the shoreline area. Southbound 405, brake lights come on as you're approaching Canyon Park. You're going to be staying heavy to about 195th. Northbound 405, that's dragging through most of the Renton area and that Valley Freeway, off and on slowing out of Sumner into Pacific, heavy from 180th to 405. Our next Como traffic at 7:14.
Our report this time is sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all drain cleaning and sewer repair. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN' and stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Our Como forecast includes a high wind warning for the coast and for the northwest interior, and breezy as well here in the Seattle area, just not that windy. Rainy and breezy with gusts 25 to 30 miles an hour and at times in the city. High today about 55, and we expect the rain to continue on and off off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Even the overnight lows are still around 50 degrees.
It's 54 in Seattle right now. Como News Time 7:07 with Greg Herschelt. I'm Manda Factor. And here are the top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center.
A lot of people are still cleaning up the mess from yesterday's intense low-pressure weather system. The damaging winds knocked out power to more than 100,000 customers.
We get more now from Como's Carlene Johnson.
The windstorm Sunday intensified very rapidly with that sudden drop in barometric pressure, thus the term bomb cyclone.
Super strong low-pressure system off the coast. It actually set the record for the strongest low-pressure system we've ever had.
Dana Felton at the National Weather Service office in Seattle tells me that peak wind gusts yesterday exceeded 50 miles per hour in many areas and passed 60 miles an hour at Everett's Payne Field. Dory Ross woke to the sound of a tree bringing down power lines just outside her home.
It literally exploded. There was sparks everywhere.
A couple was killed on Preston Falls City Road when a tree came crashing down on their vehicle. Now, high winds are expected to continue across western Washington today, gusting to 40 miles an hour in the metro area. Could be interesting for the Seahawks home game, Monday Night Football. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
We still have more than 40,000 people without electricity this morning, the largest chunk of them in the Puget Sound Energy Service Zone. PSE has 25,800 people without electricity. Seattle City Light, 13,500. And the Snohomish County PUD is at a little over 2,700.
To the pandemic now, starting today, you will be required to show proof of vaccine or a recent negative COVID test result to enter certain places in King County.
And Como's Brian Calvert has more about what you need to know.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to go to the gym, the movie theater, any entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Jack Timmons owns a few eateries in King County.
Told the staff the first week is you iron out your process. So we're asking him to have the conversation with the customers. Tell them this is the law.
He says he expects there will be continued trouble by some.
We had somebody throw a menu at one of the waiters once because we asked them to put their mask back on when they were walking across the restaurant.
But most customers seem ready to comply.
Because the more people we get vaccinated, the more we can get back to normal.
Where you won't need to prove vaccine status, most stores, including grocery stores and offices, unless the individual location has its own requirement. To prove you're vaccinated, just show a photo of your vaccine card. You can also download the Clear app, something you need to do anyway to enter venues like Climate Pledge Arena. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez is facing charges of racism after an ad from her campaign accused opponent Bruce Harreld of defending sex abusers.
We get more on this from Como's Corwin Hake.
The 30-second ad from the Gonzalez for Mayor campaign says Harreld defended former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray back in 2017 after several men stepped forward to say Murray had sexually abused them in the past. The ad features a woman who says she is a rape survivor.
Bruce Harreld has repeatedly sided with abusers. As a survivor, I could never vote for him.
Response from the Harreld camp, outrage.
This ad is not just racially insensitive or racially charged. It is racist.
Monisha Harreld is Harreld's campaign manager, also his daughter. She makes much of the fact the woman in the ad is white.
And it's maddening because it calls to mind the centuries of black men that we have lost to violence in the names of white women.
Harreld's campaign wants the ad pulled. In a statement, Gonzalez defends the ad, saying, quote, Bruce Harreld has a troubling history of discrediting survivors of abuse and harassment. She goes on to say, quote, his response to this ad is another example of him denying the facts and discrediting a victim. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Como News Time, 7:10. It's time to get to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Tom Hutler's off. Here's Eric Heintz.
The Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. Head coach Pete Carroll says game time decisions will be made on a few players following injuries in last week's game against Pittsburgh. Running back Alex Collins looked good during Saturday's practice. Carroll says linebacker Daryl Taylor is a game day decision. Taylor is a stiff neck. Kickoff is 5:15 on ESPN. In NFC West games on Sunday, the Rams beat the Lions 28-19. The Cardinals beat the Texans 31-5, and the Colts beat the 49ers 30-18. The UW Huskies overcame a 16-7 fourth quarter deficit to beat winless Arizona 21-16 Friday night. Dylan Morris threw two second half touchdown passes. The Cougars' win streak ends at three games, losing to BYU on Saturday 21-19. They visit Arizona State this coming weekend. The Vancouver Canucks spoiled the home debut of the Seattle Kraken with a 4-2 win on Saturday night. Vince Dunn scored the first goal in Climate Pledge Arena in the closing seconds of the first period, and Mark Giordano gave Seattle a 2-1 lead with his first goal of the season early in the third, but the Kraken could not hold a third-period lead for the second time in six games. The Kraken hosts Montreal on Tuesday night. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Hines, Como News.
Well, the result was not what we had hoped, but Seattle was definitely on full tilt for the national audience as the Kraken took their home ice for the first time, and Como's Ryan Harris was there.
After 97 years, including three and a half, waiting for this team to take the home ice, the sellout crowd of 17,151 people, and really a lot more with all the standing room guests, finally got that special moment. The first goal scored at Climate Pledge Arena with just 3.2 seconds left in the first period. It was just part of the excitement for 12-year-old Hayden Toth of Burien, who was at his first ever hockey game.
It was great. It was great. It was really fun.
Hayden's eldest brother, 16-year-old Torsten, had the same idea about what makes the game exciting.
It's like high pace. It keeps going. Yeah, it's fast.
It was great. It was really fast paced. The players were a lot bigger than I thought they were going to be, and the food was really good. It impressed me.
And their 15-year-old brother, Bodie, was also happy with the food and drink options.
They have lots of good, like, snacks and concession stands.
But Hayden and Torsten tell me that's not all they liked about the new barn.
The seats. They're comfortable.
Everything was just so new. The stadium was just so nice than other stadiums around the area and really impressed me. It was really nice.
So the things we can say for sure are, if you go to a game, there's not a bad seat in the house, you won't go hungry, and you're in for a treat, because even though the Kraken lost their home opener, it wasn't for lack of effort or exciting top-quality play. At Climate Pledge Arena, Ryan Harris, Como News.
That wasn't the only big show on Saturday night. A local singer named Brandi Carlile made her debut on Saturday Night Live, and it was something to remember. She opened up the show in a gold lamé suit and black tie, and she sang Right on Time, which is a single off her brand new album. Her next performance will be November 6th at Carnegie Hall in New York City, where she will perform Joni Mitchell's entire album, Blue. And Not bad for a kid from Ravensdale.
That's going to be a great show. Como News Time, 7:14. Let's check your drive now. Our Como traffic every 10 minutes from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Kiara Jordan.
Well, this morning we are working with the closure of East Marginal between 86th and 14th due to downed utility poles, and the South Park Bridge is closed this morning, forcing a lot more people to use that First Avenue South Bridge. There's now almost a 2-mile backup on northbound 99. As you're approaching that bridge, we continue to get busier on northbound 509, but not nearly as bad as 99 into that same area. Highland Park Way fighting delays going from Roxbury onto Olson. That's going to be challenging as well. And we've been working with a crash that's been fully blocking the northbound I-5 off-ramp to MLK Junior Way. And that's been causing a backup from the Duwamish Curve into the area. Northbound I-5 has also been busy through Tacoma City Center. Scattered slowing out of Federal Way and into SeaTac. Seattle is slow starting just south of the West Seattle Bridge to Seneca. I've been hearing of a crash on the shoulder southbound I-5 near State Route 528 in Marysville. It's been a busy commute coming out of the Marysville area this morning. Southbound I-5 is also slow from about 128th off and on through the Shoreline area. Westbound US-2 slow across the trestle, which is backing up westbound 204. Southbound 405 is now heavy from State Route 527 to 522. Northbound 405 heaviest between the Valley Freeway and Sunset, and then lighter slowing into Newcastle. This has been backing up northbound 167 from 212 to 405, and we've also been seeing crowding out of Sumner and into Pacific. Our next Como traffic app, 7:24.
And traffic sponsor by Beacon Plumbing, Heating and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all heating and air conditioning. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN. And stop freaking. Call Beacon.
And the weather, the rain continues. A little bit breezy for today. We'll hit a high around 55. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour for today. And more rain for overnight, a low of 50. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, you guessed it, more rain and highs will stay in the mid-50s.
And we're seeing a few scattered showers in the Seattle area, but the bulk of the showers right now are in the Cascade foothills of King and Snohomish counties, and lots of it on the Olympic Peninsula. It's raining pretty hard between Aberdeen and Olympia right now, and it's 54 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
7:16, it's the Como Morning News for your Monday. Frank Lenzi's at the editor's desk. Ned with Greg Herschelt. I'm Amanda Factor.
All eyes were on Delaware over the weekend. At least for political watchers, President Biden played host to Senator Joe Manchin at his home as they try to come to some sort of an agreement on an infrastructure framework.
Oh, to have been a fly on the wall. ABC's Karen Travers joins us from the nation's capital. Karen, what do we know about what happened?
Productive. That's the word the White House was using to describe that breakfast meeting yesterday with President Biden, Senator Joe Manchin, and Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader. The White House is not giving further details, just saying that the conversations will continue and they feel that things are progressing. Now, we're hearing a much more stronger position, I think, from some Democratic leaders about the progress that may be happening over the next few days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, when it comes to that second part of the president's broad domestic agenda, the social spending plan, Pelosi said, "I think we're pretty much there now on an agreement." She said, "We're almost there. It's just the language of it." Now, of course, language being a very important thing when you're writing a $2 trillion piece of legislation. But this is the bill that would subsidize child care. It would pay for family leave. It would put in place universal preschool, expand health care programs, as well as target action on climate change. Very big, very sweeping, but still much more scaled down than what the president had originally proposed. And this week will be very pivotal. But all signs from Democrats publicly so far is that they feel that they can reach an agreement on that part two by the end of the week.
There's a report this morning from the Associated Press that Manchin may be on board with White House proposals for some new taxes on billionaires in certain corporations. Mm-hmm. Do we know any more about that? Any confirmation on that?
We do not. The White House is not weighing in on this. We're not hearing anything from Joe Manchin's side either. But this headline from the AP is that the White House plan for new taxes on billionaires, the wealthiest Americans, and some corporations to go for paying for this massive bill, that Joe Manchin is on board with this. But we'll see over the next couple of days if he gives any public hints as to that support. Of course, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona is also a critical Democratic vote, and she has been keeping her position much closer to the vest. You know, she is not giving any hints in public, not engaging with reporters. Her team, though, has said they've been very clear with the White House and Democratic leadership on what she's in favor of and what she will not support.
Well, timing on all of this is really important because the president is headed overseas mm-hmm. later this week, right?
He leaves on Thursday to head to Rome to meet with the president, the Pope, Pope Francis on Friday, and then sit down with world leaders Saturday and Sunday. Then it's on to Scotland for a significant major climate summit with other world leaders. The White House would like to have agreement on that part two of infrastructure because of the climate measures in it. They want him to be able to say in Scotland next week, this is what we've agreed to in Washington, and here's what the United States will be doing over the coming years.
The president is traveling today, too, as well.
Yes, he's on the road today. Well, he starts his day in Wilmington, Delaware, as he spent that weekend there. And then he will travel to New Jersey today. It's kind of a twofold trip where he's visiting an elementary school and a transit center to promote the Build Back Better agenda, education spending and transportation and infrastructure spending. But it's also a chance to campaign for a key ally of his. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is up for re-election next week. New Jersey has those off-year elections. So the president's going to be appearing with Murphy today. Chance to do a little bit of policy push, but also campaign help.
Karen, thanks very much for the information. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
Como News Time, 7:20. Time to get to our Propel Insurance Money update. Well, the U.S. Postal Service and other shipping services say they are stepping into high gear to ensure your gifts arrive in time for the holidays.
The U.S. Postal Service telling the Wall Street Journal they're adding 45 new facilities, 112 new sorting machines, and 40,000 seasonal workers. The USPS also adding that they plan on delivering 35% more daily packages than last year, despite the ongoing supply chain issues due to the pandemic.
That's ABC's Victor Akendo.
More than 3 million Americans decided to retire earlier than they would have due to the COVID pandemic. This is according to a new analysis by a senior economist at the St. Louis Fed, Miguel Faria E. Castro, and he speculates a couple of reasons for this. One is that these people that retired earlier than they thought are older and might have been more vulnerable to infection. But another reason, he says, is the surge in the stock market's value and in housing values.
Checking Wall Street, stocks are just a bit higher. Dow up 17 points at 35,694. S&P 500 up 6. The Nasdaq is up 61.
Now we'll check traffic and weather for you coming up next. Como News Time, 7:21.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club.
This week, win 2 tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests. As